WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Military members, federal employees, and those who receive federal services and benefits are about to get hit hard. The partial government shutdown is in day one. And as our Erica Brown reports, Democrats and Republicans are blaming each other.
Some government offices went dark, with thousands of federal workers told to stay home. The Trump administration is also threatening mass firings as some government offices are shuttered. Republicans want to extend funding at current levels, but Democrats are holding out for concessions on health care, including extensions of Affordable Care Act subsidies and reversals of cuts to Medicaid.
The last government shutdown lasted a record 35 days. Terrence Johns, a Department of Agriculture employee in New Orleans, says he remembers it well.
You would think that debt holders would understand, hey, you're on furlough and all of that, but a lot of us had to go out and pick up extra jobs during that time.
In the Bronx, New York, a huge brick chimney running 20 stories up the side of an apartment building collapsed after an explosion. And though tons of debris plummeted to the ground when it happened around 8 this morning, somehow no one was hurt. Officials are still trying to determine if there was a gas leak. There's a new list of the books most banned by schools. Our Michael Wallace with where it's happening the most.
Pen America, a nonprofit that promotes free expression, says public school districts banned about 6,900 books last year. Just a couple of years ago, fewer than 3,000 were banned. Pen America calls it a disturbing normalization of censorship. Florida schools banned the most books, followed by Texas and Tennessee.
National Guard troops on the streets of Portland, Memphis, and President Trump says Chicago soon. Our Nicole Valdez is in Memphis with what she's seeing.
Now, we know that this federal task force was never meant to be just the National Guard and those boots on the ground, if you will. They are certainly said to be a part of this operation. They could be arriving here within the next 2 weeks, according to the Memphis police chief. But who we do see on the ground today are agencies, about 20 or so of them. And that includes the FBI, the ATF, the DEA.
Forecasters say Hurricane Imelda is strengthening just as it's about to hit Bermuda. That storm, along with Hurricane Umberto, which is farther out in the Atlantic, are generating dangerous rip currents here in the U.S. Meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
East Coast today and into the next couple of days, we still have some coastal flood watches and warnings. We also have advisories for some rough surf.
Jane Goodall has died, known for her work with animals and the environment. She was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom just in January by then President Joe Biden. Jane Goodall was 91. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program may only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it could end your debt nightmare and save you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. For free information and to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, simply go online and visit DRA.com or call 800-433-8909. 800-433-8909. Again, that's 800-433-8909.
Inflation interfering with dating.
A survey by the Kinsey Institute finds prices are so high, Gen Z and millennial singles are giving up on romance because it's too expensive. 43% say they're going on fewer dates. 37% say they're cutting back. With bar and restaurant prices soaring, drinks setting you back $15 or more these days, more than a third of young people blame the economy. Those who are coupled up aren't wasting time. Almost one in four say they're rushing their relationships and moving in together to save money, splitting the rent, groceries, and utilities. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A teenager died in rural Iowa after he was shot by a fellow hunter who apparently mistook him for a squirrel. 17-year-old Carson Ryan was hunting squirrels outside Iowa City when gunfire from someone in his group struck him in the back of the head. His death is currently under investigation by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, a low within a few degrees of 60. Mostly sunny and staying warm for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. We push into the 80s for the rest of the week and weekend, some rain chances towards Sunday. It's 67 right now.
On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN and Chris Morrow, welcome into the evening. Here we are, halfway through the week. It's just after 6, just about an hour away from our next multi-state Go for the Green and Gold keyword. Stick around for that just after 7 tonight. And a full evening of timeless hits ready to roll. CCR.
Couldn't live through the ages. Amelia Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Hits on WRJN. Mitch Ryder, the Detroit Wheels, Devil with a Blue Dress. And Chris Morrow, cruising through the evening hours, gonna mellow it out a little bit. After the intensity of Mitch Ryder, Charlie Rich sounds very smooth.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene. Far away, or too tired to say.
I want to. She's always a lady, just like a lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind,
your home for local news. Now Timeless Hits 2, Jay and the Americans, Cara Mia, and Chris Morrow. Glad you're along as we roll into Wednesday night. No baseball tonight. We're getting closer to the NLDS, where the Brewers will take on either the Cubs or Padres. You know what? I didn't check the Cubs game. They played earlier today. Let me check and see how that turned out. Then we'll know a little bit more what's going on Saturday as we bring the Brewers to you here on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day, Beyond the Board in Brookfield, the board game cafe packed with timeless classics and new releases. Join open game night tonight at 5 p.m. Make some new friends. While you play, enjoy delicious pizzas, hot apps, fresh subs and salads, and your favorite beverage. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $25 worth of gift certificates for just $6.25. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus, and so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Is one of Cindy Huber's favorite singers. There he is with My Good Luck Charm. And Cindy Huber back on the air for the next week and a half or so. Kurt Bowman is on vacation. Cindy raised her hand, said she'd be happy to come in. So tomorrow and the rest of next week, Cindy Huber fills in for Kurt, 2 to 6. Fun to have her back on the air from WRJN.
Sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather, we stick together. I'm telling you. WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Hits on WRJN and a weeknight tradition, a weekend tradition, I should say. Friday night, we're back with high school football, the game of the week. From Dick Graceffa this week, Oak Creek is coming to Racine Case. The pregame at 6:40, kickoff at 7. High school football brought to you by Main Street Bakery and Lee's Deli every week on WRJN.
I've been crying cause I'm lonely. Never ever gonna take to ease the fire that within me burns. It keeps me crying.
Let it be.
Racine's home for local news, now Timeless Hits 2, and our partners, the Racine County Eye, keep you posted on everything happening in Racine and Racine County. It's a great partnership for local news. Nobody beats it. The Racine County Eye and WRJN.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Month of May. tumbling down, a tumbling down, tumbling
WRJN local news, timeless hits, and don't forget tomorrow afternoon, Cindy Huber is filling in for Kurt Volman, and that means the 5 o'clock class reunion is all set to roll tomorrow, Thursday. It's the year 1962. You can help choose the songs online at WRJN.com. Then listen tomorrow when Cindy Huber presents a little recap of the year 1962 and your class reunion here on WRJN.
Are you ready to upgrade your home or maybe even start fresh with a brand new build? Royal Construction LLC will turn your ideas into reality. From new home construction to eye-catching kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. They specialize in concrete and stamp designs that add both beauty and strength to your space. Fully licensed, insured, and trusted for quality that stands the test of time. No matter the size of the project, Royal Construction delivers. Find them on Facebook at Royal Construction LLC and build your dreams together.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new
Cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The New Cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Last night as I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer,
that letter would have been written in the last few years, it would have been more of a letter to HR with that speed, right? It's R.B. Greaves and Take a Letter, Maria. WRJN, local news, timeless hits, Neil Diamond.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's gone, I run out to see my baby. We get grooving when the sun goes down. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Can't forget the day. A day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. And it's time to groove.
For the nighttime, forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away, I get a relaxation, time to groove, I thank the Lord for the nighttime, I thank the Lord for you, save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's time to move. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
The Beach Boys, James Taylor, and the Tremolos all coming up following the 7 o'clock news, along with a brand new keyword just after 7.
It's a beautiful Jane Brown, y'all. He's a king of my soul, y'all. He's a king of my soul, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the sweetness. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Military members, federal employees, and those who receive federal services and benefits are about to get hit hard. The partial government shutdown is in day one. And as our Erica Brown reports, Democrats and Republicans are blaming each other.